This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Dozens of educators picketed outside five schools in the Sheridan School District this morning. It's the first education strike in the state since 2019. CPR's Haley May takes us there.
Who's got the power?
We've got the power.
What kind of power?
Educators in Sheridan have been working without a contract since it expired last August. They're now on strike, pushing for better pay and recognition for all school staff, including bus drivers, custodians, and paraprofessionals. Union President Kate Beister says she hopes the school board returns to the table this week, but the teachers plan to strike until talks begin.
We have proven that we are here for them, not against them, to work together to make a better school system for our kids.
School is canceled through Friday, with childcare and grab-and-go meals available for those in need. Haley May, CPR News.
There's a winter weather advisory through tonight for Colorado's mountains above 9,000 feet. Those areas are expected to see wet and heavy snow. Meteorologist Maggie Eidecker.
Because we've been so warm, we haven't seen much snow in our Colorado mountains. But despite this being an anomalously dry and warm winter season, we still typically would get a late March, early April, mid-April winter storm.
Metro Denver will receive some rain tonight with thunderstorms on the eastern plains. This evening, President Trump will deliver remarks to address the U.S.-Israel-led war in Iran. Hear special coverage of his speech at 7 tonight on CPR News and on the Colorado Public Radio app. Colorado Matters will be delayed to 8 p.m. This is CPR News.